So I asked him a couple of questions and I said, have you sold this yet? Like, have you validated this offer? And he said, no, nobody's paid for it. I'm like, all right. I said, well, Steven, I'm not going to take on this project unless you sell this course for $10,000. And he's like, holy crap. Like, you know, I was trying to sell it for $500. Like, how do you think I'm going to sell it for $10,000? You just got to trust me. Like, I will help you do it. Like, all right, well, let's do it. If you think we can sell this for 10 grand, let's do it. So we built his mini webinar. We do it in 10 days and we launched it. And the very first lead that came through his pipeline, not even the first application, the first person who put in their email address went through the entire funnel, hopped on the phone, and he closed him for $10,000.
You're listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier. This is your seat at the table. Welcome back to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier, or if you're a new listener, welcome. This is Darren Clark, the producer of the show, and let me tell you about today's guest. Joel Irway helps experts to semi-retire. He himself works 4 days a week for 4 hours. Sounds good, right? Well, this is a great episode, so I'll hand you right over. But first, would you be sure to actually hit the subscribe button on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening? And consider writing us a review. We really appreciate the support. Okay, let's get started.
Hey, everybody, Roland Frazier here, and I'm very excited to have my guest today as Joel Irway. Joel has a couple of companies, which I'm just going to let you tell them about. But Joel, tell us a little bit first. Welcome to the show. And second, tell us a little bit about you and what's going on with you right now, entrepreneurially.
Perfect. Roland, it's a pleasure and an honor to be on the show. Thanks for having me. A little bit of background about myself. So really what we're working on right now, I've run a company for the past 6 years called the Webinar Agency. So as it self-identifies itself, we write sales webinars and mini webinars for people in the expert space, coaches, course creators, and consultants. So we've been doing that for about 5 or 6 years, been doing very, very well. We also run a program called High Ticket Courses, which helps course creators, coaches, and consultants launch their own high-end course, high-end program from scratch. We do this using mini webinars. So this is something we've been working on under a different name for about 3.5 years. It's been recently rebranded as High Ticket Courses, but we've had a lot of success. It's great for existing product owners who want to get more leads for their high ticket programs, or new experts, new offers that are looking to launch their very own high ticket course from scratch. So that's really the gist of really what we've been working on as the past, you know, I'd say 3 years we've been working on it, but we've taken an accelerated approach and a more focused approach over the past 6 months in scaling this part of the business.
Cool. So what is a mini webinar?
So I'll give you the backstory of what came from the mini webinar. And so as I mentioned, we've run the Webinar Agency for about 5 or 6 years now. And we, back in the day, 2014, 2015, we were focused on the traditional webinar, I'll call it the long form webinar, the, you know, whether it's automated, whether it's live, you know, either selling a product directly on the webinar or generating a strategy session to a high ticket program on the back end. Mm-hmm. So for the first 2.5 to 3 years, that's all we did, long form webinars. And they're a lot of work, but we had a lot of success with them as well. So back in 2016 or 17, Russell Brunson was releasing his book, Expert Secrets. I've known Russell for years. I was part of his coaching programs. He's a client of mine. And he mentioned me in the book. And Russell talks all about webinars. And so we had this surge of leads coming in from people who read the book and people who were interested in doing webinars, but they weren't really qualified to work with us on high level. I mean, our done for you started at $25,000, and we had this huge pile of leads of people who just, they hadn't validated their offer yet. They weren't ready for that long form webinar. They're a lot of work, and you really need to be, I'd say, more at a more advanced stage to really take advantage of a long form webinar. There's just a lot of things that can go wrong, and I'll just leave it at that. They're not suited for beginners. So I needed to find something that was more suitable for these people who are coming to us as an opportunist. I needed to figure out something that I could help these people out with. So I was working with a client, and he came to me, and he was in one of the masterminds that I was in at the time. And he said, Joel, let's work on a webinar together. I serve gym owners, right? So I help them quickly launch their own gym, generate a slew of new customers. Russell says, I got to do a webinar. You're the webinar guy. Let's work together. So we did. And at that time, I was testing this new approach called the mini webinar. Because in my own business, we are running our own long form webinar, right? Have to be congruent with how I'm generating customers if that's what I'm telling other people to do.
Right.
And ironically, our webinar was the worst performing webinar of all my clients, of anything that we'd ever worked on. And so I was just beating my head against the wall, like really trying to make this work. And I decided that I needed to kind of flip the script. And I tested this thing called mini webinar. So I went from having a 60-minute long webinar to, I think my mini webinar was like 10 to 12 minutes long. And I was having good success with it. So I was working with my client, Alex. We were working on a long form webinar for him, for his gym clients. And we tested it and it really wasn't giving us the results that we had hoped for. And so I said, Alex, listen, I've got a hunch that this thing that I'm testing right now, I think it's going to work for your audience. Gym owners really don't have a whole lot of time. They're always in the gym. They're always working on their business. So they don't have time to sit through, you know, a 60-minute presentation. Mm-hmm. So thankfully he agreed. And we ended up taking his business from $0 to $400,000 per month in 6 months. Wow. So he exploded. So he's now gone on.
He was or was not using a webinar before?
He was. Yeah. Okay. So when we first worked together, the first thing we launched was a long form webinar and it wasn't generating the results that we had hoped for. And I told him, like, listen, man, like, I've just got this hunch that your audience, they would benefit more from a more direct approach. And so Alex is he's an executor and he's an operations guy. So I think within 24 hours, we converted his webinar to a mini webinar, relaunched the funnel, and he was generating applications for like $10. And he's also a salesperson. So he was closing like 75 to 80% of them.
Wow.
I think he started out at like $6,500 for his offer, quickly raised that to 10,000, then quickly raised that to 15,000. He's since taken his company to do like 95 million or 90 million gym launch. Alex Hormozzi was the client. I can't take credit for all of that success, but we did help him go from $0 to $400,000 a month within 6 months. So credit to him for taking that, the extended mile, but yeah, it was fascinating. And so that was the genesis of the mini webinar.
And so what does the format look like for a 10-minute webinar?
Yeah, the format is exactly the opposite of what you think a long form webinar is. And so I'm a marketing buff. And the reason why I came up with this was because I was struggling to get clients in my own agency with my long form webinar. And so I was reading marketing books. Bob Bly had a book called How to Create an Irresistible Offer. Mm-hmm. And this was how I kind of, the light bulb moment came off for me. And so in the book, it's right in the front. He has a chart that basically says the correlation of your customer acquisition cost is directly related to whether your content is more offer-based or content-based. Mm-hmm. Makes sense, like saying it out loud, but as people who study marketing, we get so hung up on like marketing funnels and all these things that we can do that we end up like pushing our offer too far downstream in the funnel. And for people who are just launching, just starting up, like you don't really need marketing at this point. What you really need is to validate your offer. And so the very first thing that we do in the mini webinar, actually the very first thing that we do in the ad, it all starts with the ad, is everything is offer centric. So like we are making a promise and we're making a direct offer on the front end. And so
could you give an example?
Yeah. So the light bulb moment that went off for me was when I was reading that book, I was literally laying in bed trying to figure out where my next customer is going to come from. You know, the old saying, like, you know, you got to figure out what keeps your customers awake at night and sell to that problem. I was literally laying awake trying to figure out where I was going to get my next lead. And my funnel wasn't working. And so what I did was, rather than promoting like free training, like, hey, sign up for my free training, learn about webinars. And at the end, that whole song and dance, I said, you know what? I'm just going to be direct. I'm going to make him an offer. And I'm going to say, listen, if I offered, and I developed what I called the power offer, right? And I said, if I offered to write you a high converting sales webinar, you know, within the next 24 hours without you needing to know what to say or how to say it, so you can enroll customers or clients now, would you take me up on that offer? Now, it's a butchered version of what I ended up coming up with.
Sure.
But the framework is, have your call out, which, hey, attention course creators or marketers, right? Mm-hmm. If I offered to provide you with some sort of benefit without a certain obstacle, would you take me up on that offer? Mm-hmm. And what it does is it changes who you get in your funnel, right? There's a time and place for a lead generation funnel, and then there's a time and place for an offer validation funnel. And that took my application cost from like $450 per application down to $30 to $40 overnight.
Wow.
So that was kind of the light bulb moment for me. And like, as I say it out loud, to me, it just makes so much, it's kind of like one of those like, duh, you make an offer, like it, you should produce a lower cost per acquisition. But I was studying so much marketing. I was getting wrapped up in all this marketing that I kept pushing my offer down the funnel and down the funnel. And that's really where we've taken this over the past 3 years. We're helping people create offers, make more offers on a consistent basis, validate their offer. Because if you don't have a valid offer, like all the marketing in the world isn't going to help you. Like if people don't want what you have to offer, like that's stage one, in my opinion. I'm not trying to rewrite the rule book of marketing. I'm just trying to put it in the right order for people who are struggling to generate leads. And so really with the mini webinar, we, even the same framework, like the first thing we do in the mini webinar is we repeat our offers, because we want buyer leads. We want them to know, like, I'm looking for clients. And that's a lot of times, that's how I start my mini webinars. Like, hey, I'm looking for clients. Mm-hmm. We're going to help you X, Y, and Z. If that makes sense, keep listening. So I'm all about sales before marketing in this type of framework.
Interesting. And what do you think causes the lower CPA?
Well, if I were to use my example, when I was with my long form webinar, there was costing me about $450 per application, not even per customer, just per application. Mm-hmm. I was over-educating, right? What I learned when I flipped the sales sequence on its head was that I had a massive audience of people who, number one, already knew about webinars. They already wanted a webinar. They didn't need educating on what was so important about webinars. They just needed it done.
Right.
And that's the single biggest mistake that people make when they're trying to validate their offer. They're trying to go after a market that they feel is uneducated. But I'd say in 90 to 95% of all markets that I've dealt with in my coaching students and with my clients, like there's always a segment of your market that has either tried something and failed it. And that's who you need to go after first, because they need the least amount of educating to be convinced on whether or not they should work with you. And that was the biggest aha moment. And so your cost per acquisition is going to go up with the more educating they need to get to the conversion hole. Mm. But I promise you, anyone listening right now, I would be willing to bet at least $1,000 that you've got a segment that needs very little educating to make a decision on whether or not they should work with you, or at least entertain having a conversation with you.
That's very cool. What are some of the key takeaways that you've had now that you've been doing this for the period of time that you have? What are the things that you've really identified as, you know, I thought this, but it turned out that.
The funny thing is that so many people that I talk to, when they're learning about this process and they're learning about launching a high ticket offer or launching a course or, you know, trying to build a mini webinar, is they think they need to put more marketing in front of it. And I said, listen, if people have a pain, like if they have a desire to get something, if your promise is good enough, and it's going to compel them to stop on Facebook or stop wherever they are to read it, like your promise is what's going to sell it, get them like 90% of the way to the hole, right? You make a great promise, they're going to be interested. And then once they're interested, then they're going to start to do a little bit more research. Like number one, they want to believe in your system or your methodology, because your promise is not your system, right? So you make that promise and then they're going to be like, okay, either they believe you or they don't believe you, because you can oversell your promise and it will push people away. So it has to be that delicate balance of like making a promise that's believable and realistic. So assuming you make that promise, then they're going to want to do a little bit more digging. Like, okay, yes, I'm interested in that promise, but how does it work? Like they're going to have a healthy source of skepticism. And really that's where your unique mechanism comes in. So the only thing that we really focus on at that point is like, they want to know what makes you different. What makes your methodology different from everything else that I've seen, because they have seen something else. They've seen other things. And so we focus on that. And that's like the two core elements that we focus on to get them to at least book a call with you. So if you can get a believable promise and a solid, unique methodology, unique mechanism, that's what will push them 90 to 95% of the way to, okay, let's have a legitimate sales conversation about how we can make this work. And so I guess the thing to answer your question, like what's the number one thing that I've kind of, you know, the aha moments that I've seen over and over again, is like, sometimes I don't believe that that's all they need. And it just keeps, it just keeps happening. And it sounds weird to say that out loud, but you know, we've done hundreds of offers now at this point, and it's an incredibly fast way to launch. It's an incredibly quick framework.
And then you go to always to application as opposed to like sending them to a website.
Yep. Yep. So what we do is we have the power offer ad, which is to attract buyer type leads, right? So they're pre-framed, at least willing to listen to an offer. Then they watch a quick 10 to 15 minute mini webinar, which really just gives them your process and your methodology. And then it's an application to a phone call. Yep. And we'll do some in between there. We'll do some pre-selling or some pre-qualification steps, but that's the high level overview. Yep.
Okay. And do you do anything to help liquidate the ad cost on the front, like offers before the webinar comes on or anything like that? Like once they register for the webinar, do you offer anything for sale?
So essentially what we do is when we are first launching, like when we're testing an offer and we're helping somebody launch a brand new offer from scratch, we won't do any sort of liquidation, right? Because the only thing that we want to focus on, our sole focus is, do these people want this offer or not? Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're going to create a high-end offer first, like a $5,000 to $10,000 offer. And we're going to sell, that's going to be the very first thing that we sell. And it's going to be add to application to call, right? That's the first thing that we do. Once we get to say $30,000 to $50,000 per month, okay, great. Offer has been validated. Like now we've got cash coming in the bank. We're cash flowing. Now we start to work our way backwards within the marketing funnel, right? So then whether that's building a long form webinar to sell their like DIY program, like an automated webinar, we might build that. We might do, you know, low ticket offers or tripwires to help liquidate the ad costs. I mean, I'm running one right now for that exact same reason. It pushes them to my back-end mini webinar offer. So all of that strategy kind of, we take it on a case-by-case basis. But to start, no, we are not going to do a self-liquidating offer to recoup the ad costs. The phone call is really where we're making our first initial sales.
Got it. And what about mistakes people make? What do you think are the things that when people try to do this on their own, they kind of run afoul of?
So offer creation is an art form. And a lot of people are going to look at other people's offers and just try and swipe and deploy it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. A lot of times it doesn't, because what you don't understand is when people are creating offers, like you never know what's happening on the back end. You never know what the strategy is. And so we see a lot of people try and create offers on their own. And what ends up happening, I've seen this time and time again, is that people end up cannibalizing their offers. They put way too much in on the offer itself, where it cannibalizes any sort of back-end offers that they can make. Case in point, I had a client a couple of years ago came to me with a long-form automated webinar, and he was doing $100,000, $150,000 per month. And for most people, they're going to look at that and be like, wow, it's a great success. Well, when you dive into it, he was promising everything under the sun. He was promising 7 days a week group coaching with a $997 program. He was selling lifetime access, and he had a team of like 15 people to fulfill on this $997 offer, and there was no recurring revenue. There was no continuity. And so he was really going under. That's probably the first big mistake that people make, is they try and create their offer on their own and they cannibalize it because they don't know what, you know, they don't know the minimum viable offer framework that is needed to sell an offer, let alone a high ticket offer. I'd say that's the number one mistake that people make.
All right, cool. And what are the like little things that seem to kind of maybe conversion elements or things like that that help to kind of put things over the, what's the secret sauce? That's what I'm asking. That really makes things take off with these things.
It's a simple funnel, right? So opt in to the mini webinar. And on that mini webinar, we have the application right on that page. It's not hidden. It's not timed, nothing. It's just, here's the video and here's the application right on the page. Some people try to flip it and they put the scheduler first and then they want to do the application. That always kills conversions for us because it's still cold traffic. Like usually what we find is getting somebody to commit to booking a time is a little bit too much of an ask at that stage. So we just flip it, right? So we do the application first, then we have them book the time. So that's a simple conversion hack that people can make if you're building your own funnel, your own application funnel with cold traffic. That seems to always hurt conversions. And the other mistake is quite simply when they're writing their ads, they're writing it as an education-based funnel, as an education-based marketing funnel. And that's not how this is designed. Power offers are meant to make that promise upfront, qualify your leads, say, I'm looking for clients, or I want to do this for you. This is not, hey, sign up for free training, learn about this such and such. I mean, it's a subtle change, but it's a big difference. So this style focuses on what we call power offer ads.
Yep. The mini webinar is free, correct?
It is. Yep.
And so just help me understand that the nuance of what you just said, because I think it's really important. So it's not how to blank, 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 right? It's I will for you, or to help me understand that just a little. Can you give me an example or two?
So the framing of this style of an offer is like, we always want them to understand that bottom line is we're looking for clients, mm-hmm. right? We're looking for clients. And that's like usually our headline or our sub headline. Like it's a call out. It's in our ads. It's on our opt-in page.
And does it just say we're looking for clients, or is it, I'm just trying to understand like kind of what does one sound like?
So let me pull up my own mini webinar. And if anyone wants to check it out, if they want to, you know, try and model it, whatever it is, you can go to newwaytolaunch.com. That is our own mini webinar framework that we're using. And that headline says, we're looking for a few more dream clients. If that's you, our team will personally help you double your course business and become a game changer authority in your market over the next few months. Think of it as a sales page, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're to write your own sales page, that's essentially what we're doing here. So you have to make that promise up front. In a perfect world, this is going to become your back end funnel. Okay. So mm-hmm. we're just working backwards from like our ascension ladder sequence. Like we want to start at the end first. So we build our back end funnel first and we drive cold traffic to it. And yes, it does convert. A lot of people think that it won't convert to cold traffic, but yes, it does. It will convert even better to warm traffic once you start to build that up. But like when you're launching a new offer from scratch, this is the first thing that we start with. So this is your sales page, right? And so this is just one sample headline. There's all sorts of different headlines that we can use, but it's the same framework. Like it's making that promise and letting them know you're looking to apply to work with us, or you're looking to apply to our coaching program. Like this works for coaching programs. This works for done for you services. But like the framework is just make that offer, MTDO, make the dang offer, right? That's the saying that I came up with after I read the book from Bob Bly. It's like, I just need to MTDO. I need to make the dang offer, right? When I was speaking at Brian Kurtz's Titans Mastermind back in February, like I had that up on the board, right? They wanted to learn exactly what we were doing. I said, MTDO, that's the only thing you need to focus on if you want to generate leads for your high-end offers. Like just be direct with your promises and be direct with your offers. So it could be, we're looking for a few more dream clients. It could be like, you know, I'm trying to think of the first mini webinar that I wrote, but I think it was for my agency. It was, want me to personally write a high converting webinar for you, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just a very direct promise. Yep.
Nice. And I'm looking on your page there. Lots of my friends, it looks like, are using your service. You got Shanda Sumter and Scott Olford, Vinny Fisher.
Yeah.
Clients and business partners. Very good. It looks really good. And that's in Kartra, it looks like you're using?
Yes. So for me, I'm using Kartra. And for our clients, we initially built it out in ClickFunnels. And so we do both ClickFunnels and Kartra. I just migrated everything over to Kartra for other reasons.
What have I not asked you about these mini webinars that I should have, because it's just such a cool thing to have asked?
We can talk about like the types of offers that we sell. And I think that's probably one of the most important things to cover.
Let's do it.
And so I have a story. So one of my clients came, you know, the typical story that happened as we were converting, I don't really want to say converting, but as we were shifting to doing more mini webinars than more long form webinars, because these have blown the socks off of performance, just in terms of time of execution, speed of execution, the lightweightness of it. Like if we need to make a change, changing this versus a long form webinar is like, it's night and day. I mean, it is so much easier. So 2.5 years ago, I had a lead come through my pipeline. His name was Stephen Jordan, young entrepreneur. He was based out of Florida and he ran a successful cabinet refinishing company. And he's like 23 years old. It was a 7-figure business at the time. And he had done some digging, was just getting into the world of online marketing, wanted to create a course. So he read Russell's book. He saw me featured in it. And, you know, this is the typical story that happened hundreds of times. And he called me up. He went through my funnel and we got on the phone and he said, Joel, you know, I want to launch this course. I want to teach other people how to do what I've done, how I've built a 7-figure, you know, cabinet refinishing business. And, you know, I want to sell this course for like $300 to $500. Russell says we need to do webinars. He says that you're the webinar guy. So here we go. And so I go through a slew of questions and I loved his offer because I just love the home improvement niche or the home services niche. It's such a great niche. We've just crushed it in that niche on multiple occasions. But anyway, so I asked him a couple of questions and I said, have you sold this yet? Like, have you validated this offer? And he said, well, I was on Reddit and a bunch of people upvoted it. And I'm like, okay, but nobody has paid for it, right? I'm like, well, he's done more than like 90% of the people that I talked to. And he said, no, nobody's paid for it. I'm like, all right. I said, well, Steven, I'm not going to take on this project unless you sell this course for $10,000. And he's like, holy crap. Like, you know, I was trying to sell it for $500. Like, how do you think I'm going to sell it for $10,000? You just got to trust me. Like, I will help you do it. Like, but I just have no interest in putting in all the effort to do an automated sale. You are essentially asking me to launch your entire business and improve your marketing model. It's just, I don't want to do that at this time. He's like, all right, well, let's do it. If you think we can sell this for 10 grand, let's do it. So we built his mini webinar. We do it in 10 days and we launched it. And the very first lead that came through his pipeline, not even the first application, the first person who put in their email address, went through the entire funnel, hopped on the phone, and he closed him for $10,000. He spent less than $5 on marketing, less than $5 on ads. And he ended up booking his first 10 calls for less than $55. And he shut the ads off immediately because he's like, I just can't handle all these calls and I want to validate the offer first. And so he sold the first lead for $10,000 and he's since gone on to scale much bigger than that. But the main question that most people ask, well, how did you create that $10,000 offer? How did you turn that $500 course into a $10,000 course?
Right, right. It's a good question.
Steven is very ambitious and he's ahead of his time. So he understood the importance of getting customer testimonials. He was also willing to do whatever it took to make this a success because he really wanted this information business to far outpace what he was doing because he was still running his cabinet business. He still ran that seven-figure cabinet business. This was on the side. And so what he did was he said, you know what we can do? He said, if they want to learn from me directly, what we'll do is we will fly to their location. Like if they want to launch this cabinet startup business using my training, we'll fly to their location. We'll spend a week with them and we will help them get started up. We will book their first 3 gigs for them. And each job was worth about $3,000 to $5,000. So they will likely make their money back by the time that we leave from that first week of working with them. That's a no-brainer offer, right? I mean, you know, each job is worth on average of $3,000 to $5,000, right? So there's clear value there, clear ROI there. But the reason why he flew out there was, yes, there's a tangible value with showing up in person, but the first person that he worked with, he brought his video camera. He filmed the entire thing. He got an awesome testimonial. Now he has tons of marketing data. He did that for the first 3 to 5 clients, I believe.
That's so smart.
It is really smart. And I have to say that was not my idea. So I don't want anyone to think that, oh, Joel, you're some marketing guru. You told him to fly out there. I mean, I encouraged him. He mentioned it. I said, I think that's a fantastic idea if you want to do it. So he did that for the first 3 to 5 clients that he booked. And he's like, obviously this isn't scalable, but I have the best marketing material that I could possibly use to enroll future clients. And now they fly to him, same workshop. He does like a 2-day workshop a couple times a month. I'm not sure what his frequency is, but this is back in 2018. But now they fly to him and they learn inside of his shop. He's put dozens of people through it at this point. And yeah, he's just crushing it. It's a fantastic offer. And you know, he's not the first person either to close the first deal for $10,000 that came through the pipeline. It's not typical. I don't want anyone to think that this is like some magic formula. I mean, it works very, very well, but you know, selling the first lead for $10,000, it's happened twice now. I just want to be very, I don't want to overpromise and make this sound like it's something crazy, but it has happened twice. So those are cool wins.
What's the biggest challenge you'd say that people like that stops people from doing this or that they encounter as they get started?
100%. The biggest challenge is not being flexible on your offer. So people will come to me and they will have an idea and I'm willing to work with ideas. That's where all great businesses stem from is they come from great ideas. But if the market is telling us that they don't want this offer, you have to be willing to listen to it and you have to be willing to pivot. And pivoting is the hardest thing for some people because some pivots are a lot bigger than other pivots. Sometimes we can make small pivots and make big changes, but if we are going after a market that people aren't resonating with your promise, with your offer, especially with ads, you know, we have to really appeal to their surface level desires. We have to appeal with something that is going to get them to say, yes, I want that. And some people come with business ideas, they come with unproven offers, and it's hard for them to swallow the fact that people don't want that offer. And so I just had to present it to him. I said, listen, you know, we tried and, you know, you wanted to test that idea. Here it is. Like, it's clearly not resonating because we have nothing else to point to. Like, that's the beauty with this, is that the only thing that we are doing is putting offers in front of people. And if they are not following through, we can't say, oh, it's the lead magnet's fault or it's the webinar's fault. Or like, no, it's people don't want the offer. So some people are in love with their businesses. They're in love with offers that aren't proven and they have a hard time letting that go. So I will say without a shadow of a doubt, you know, that can be the biggest challenge for some people.
Is there an example of one of those pivots that you've made that went from kind of unsuccessful to successful that you could share with us? Or even just like that went from not performing amazingly to really, really just some dramatic difference or shift?
So working in the coaching space, coaches serving coaches, is a very saturated niche. At that point, when you're working in a market where offers are completely saturated, like Todd Brown has the five stages of an offer. And like, once you get to the end, it's, you know, everyone's trying to one up the promises. And like, now your market is completely numb to all the different promises that are out there. Like, it becomes much more challenging. I mean, that's where any marketer is going to, you know, a good marketer is going to earn their keep by being able to solve that problem. And we're able to solve it many times. And unique mechanism is where you're able to kind of break through the noise. And the way that we have been able to kind of break through that noise is by clearly explaining how we are different, that unique mechanism, that unique hook. So like, if you're listening right now, the two biggest takeaways that I can give you is like, if you want to generate leads or launch a new program, like make a clear, direct offer, make a very, very irresistible promise and focus on your unique mechanism. Focus on how you are different, right? When we launched our mini webinar, selling mini webinars, like we have two or three unique mechanisms that you can go watch the mini webinar inside of newwaytolaunch.com. It's ungated. You don't have to opt in to watch anything, but you will see, I talk about the perfect expert model. I talk about the Tesla method of how we launch high ticket programs. And I talk about mini webinars. Those are three unique mechanisms that I use inside of that. This one's an 18-minute long presentation, but that's how I'm able to get people to say, okay, you know, if I want to get coaching clients, I need the mini webinar. I need the Tesla method. I need the perfect expert model. When I'm on a sales call or my sales team is on, you know, an enrollment call, we're looking for them to feed us back that information. We want them to give me my branded language back. If they're not giving me my branded language, then they're an unqualified lead. Like they're too far away from the conversion hole at that point. So hopefully that was helpful. But
no, that's super helpful. What's the best? First, thank you so much for sharing all of the things that you shared. What's the best way for people to get a hold of you and find out more?
You got a ton of free content out there, Roland. I love doing podcasts. So I have two podcasts of my own. First one is called Sold with Webinars. I have 120 some odd episodes up there right now. And that's all marketing related. So, and usually they're 10 to 15 minutes, unless I'm doing an interview, it's a mix of interviews and solos. All my solo episodes are 5 to 10 minutes long. So very bite-sized chunks. That's a great way to kind of peek into my brain, peek into my mind. If you want to listen to more interview style episodes, I have another podcast called Experts Unleashed where I interview 7, 8, 9-figure entrepreneurs and I have just a powwow session with them. That's more of just personal fun. I like connecting with people and having them on the show and it piques my curiosity brain. So those are two podcasts that they can check out. They can go to my branded website, joelerway.com, and that's probably the best spot for them to go like into my world. They'll have access to everything else that I do. But those are the three main spots that they can go.
Awesome. Well, thanks again. I really appreciate you taking the time to hang out with us today and look forward to connecting with you in the future.
Thanks, Roland. It was a blast.
Awesome.
You've been listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier. If you're enjoying the show, let us know by subscribing and leaving a review. And for more information, go to businesslunchpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.
What if 3 days could change the course of your business in 2023? Get Scalable Live is where you'll gain great clarity on the next steps that will help you create the business, life, and wealth you deserve. Connect with business owners and entrepreneurs just like you. Hungry for advice, proven strategies, and necessary connections to grow a business.
Literally, million-dollar conversations are happening in the hallways, in the bathrooms, across tables.
Get Scalable Live at Fairmont Austin, November 2nd through 4th. Tickets are on sale now at GetScalableLive.com.